This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. This week, the Florida Department of Education ordered school districts to fully reopen next month. Officials say all students must have the option to return to school 5 days a week, unless local health officials say otherwise. That's consistent with what the Trump administration wants. Meanwhile, the number of new coronavirus cases in Florida is exploding, and hospitals are running out of intensive care unit beds. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us how South Florida educators and parents are reacting.
During this virtual school board meeting, Broward County Administrator Valerie Wanza walks the board through a day in the life of a fictional fourth grader named Malik.
Somewhere around 7:35, Malik arrives at school.
Under the district's plan, Malik would be in school about half the time and online for the rest, alternating days to keep his school at 50% capacity. 14 students in a classroom spaced 6 feet apart.
We are not taking temperatures because we are relying on the parent to ensure that Malik is healthy to attend school for the day.
Does Malik accidentally set the house on fire?
During public testimony, a parent offers his own fictional account. Not about Malik's day at school, but his day at home. This is Adam Herman.
Perhaps Malik is home alone because his parent or parents have no other option. So while Malik helps himself to some Cool Ranch Doritos and some Twinkies instead of his normal healthy school meal, does Malik burn himself on the stove that he's playing with?
A third of Broward County Public School parents want their kids on campus full time.
Educationally speaking, spring was a disaster for my children.
Herman has three daughters in Broward schools. He says after schools closed in March, his oldest basically had to teach herself 5 chapters of chemistry.
I am infinitely more concerned about the mental health aspects and emotional aspects and the social aspects than I am about the exposure to COVID for my children.
That is something that we have definitely heard consistently and loud and clear.
Jacob Oliva is a top education official in Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' administration.
All schools need to be open.
For all students, 5 days a week, starting next month. Oliva explained this mandate during a webinar the same day President Trump tweeted in all caps, "Schools must open in the fall." Florida State Teachers Union says the department's move is about politics, but state leaders say it's about giving parents options.
We've overwhelmingly heard from a majority of districts that they are ready to start school.
Although Florida is seeing a huge spike in coronavirus cases, most of them are concentrated in South Florida, so not every school district is in the same situation. Superintendents here are saying they're going to make the decisions regardless of what the state says. Andrea Messina is executive director of the Florida School Boards Association.
The Constitution is very clear that school boards operate, control, and supervise the public schools within their county.
But the state controls the money, and the department is saying districts can get more money if they do what the state wants. As Messina puts it, the state pulls the levers.
If you want them to pull one of the levers and give some funding, you're going to have to comply with this expectation.
Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the state's position isn't changing his. Here he is on CNN.
I will not reopen our school system August 24th if the conditions are what they are today.
Carvalho says the district will bring students back into school buildings only if the county is in phase 2 of reopening. Now, Miami-Dade is still in phase 1 and has started moving backwards. If that reopening day does come, Carvalho says schools will take all the precautions.
Social distancing, with the wearing of PPEs, with visors and dividers and masks.
Sandra Almeida says the Miami-Dade district's precautions are well-intended but unrealistic. She teaches at an elementary school in Little Havana.
For my kindergartners this year, I socially distanced, delivered their diplomas, and they were trying to hug me through the car window. Like, they are so starved for that physical contact. It makes it even more unrealistic for them to return next month and for us to be like, hold it, no hugs. Because I teach the babies, I'm like, how do I console a crying child from 6 feet away?
Almeida's worries about the virus are twofold. There's her parents, her dad's 85, and her mom has asthma. And then there's the babies.
If a student in my care were to fall sick and, God forbid, even die, I don't know how I would deal with the guilt. did I not clean a surface? Did I not keep them far enough apart? The guilt could kill me.
While it is rare, 3 children in Florida have died of COVID-19. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.